You're working on a story right now to come out in a couple of weeks on the HSBC settlement. That's
right.
Tell me about that, why it interests you.
Well, the HSBC settlement was a really shocking kind of new low in the history of the too big to fail issue. HSBC was a serial offender on the money laundering score. They had been twice given formal cease and desist orders by the government, one dating back as far as 2003, another one in 2010, for inadequately policing the accounts in their system. They laundered over $800 million for cartels in Colombia. Drug cartels in Colombia and Mexico. They laundered money for terrorist-connected banks in the Middle East, Russian gangsters. Literally, you know, I talked to one prosecutor, it's like they broke basically every law in the book and they did business with every kind of criminal you can possibly imagine. And they got a complete and total walk. I mean, they had to pay a fine.
$1.9 billion, a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, but it's 5 weeks of revenue for the bank, to put that in perspective. And no individual had to suffer any consequences at all. There were no criminal charges, no individual fines, which was incredible, incredible.
Lanny Breuer also forced the Swiss bank UBS, as you know, to pay a big fine in the LIBOR, the price-fixing conspiracy. And that outraged you as well, didn't it?